Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The NASCAR Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party happening April the 1st at 7:30 p.m. The SGP will be at the Ice House in Los Angeles, so come hang out with the crew. All the info at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse.
Drivers, start your
strap in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions. But since I'm on probation, I suppose that that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb.
Welcome in to the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He's Cody Zeeb. I'm Rod Villagomez. And finally, the books give us some Truck Series odds. But Cody, you and I have had extensive conversations over the last couple of hours on this. And I got to tell you, I almost wish they didn't at this point. Because let's just be fair and tell you that these truck odds that we found are about as rough as you can get, Cody, and I, for one, am sick looking.
Yeah, okay, so no, they're not all horrible, because I've got two things specifically that I really love and found a couple others that are worth betting on. But my text to Rod this afternoon was, truck lines this week make me want to puke. There's just not much for options. What there is for options isn't great. If you go to one specific book, they've got... Riddle me this, Rod. Let me pull it up here, but Kyle Busch in the Truck Series to finish in the top three is at minus 500. And to finish in the top five is only minus 300. math again, maybe not always my strong suit, but something doesn't seem to be correct there. I don't fully understand that, but that's kind of, I guess, the lack of attention or whatever the hell that's been given to the trucks this week. But don't tune out.
No.
I've got one thing I'm basically putting the mortgage on this weekend and a couple of other bets that I really like. I think we can have a solid weekend. We did decide, because, you know, just to be honest, to cut back. We're not going to give out as many bets as we normally do, because we're not going to give you bets that we don't like or that don't make sense. And if we can't find stuff, then that's not what we're here for. We're not just spitting stuff out to spit stuff out. So We narrowed the card down a little bit, but found the ones we like, found the ones that we feel have good value, and we can still start the week off strong with a nice smaller truck.
Yeah, we sifted through the refuge or the refuse. We sifted through the crap to find some good stuff for you. And by God, we did find at least a couple of good nuggets for you. So
yes.
I'd be willing to put, obviously, you know, my backing on these picks. But again, it was bad, man. The landscape was just horrid. And so to find the ones that we found, I think are going to be fun to cheer for, giving you enough to cheer for in this truck race. So yeah, it'll start the weekend off right for you, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, to the point we've been making all week so far on all the shows, if you've not listened, obviously, to Cup or Xfinity, we did those earlier this week and waited on the trucks, but go back and listen to those. But, I mean, we do think maybe it's going to be a pretty chalky week. We do think that it's going to be very top-heavy, and maybe this is the books agreeing with us, and they don't want to get burned too bad. So, I guess, yeah, they're scared or something, but... we still found some good stuff, got some good stuff to talk about. So it's going to be, and man, I got one I'm unloading on, Rod.
I think I know exactly which one that one is. But I will say this. So we talked a lot about it too with the Cup and the Xfinity Series race. There's no cautions. There's no stage cautions. So like they'll throw the green and white checkered flag to end the stage, but no one has to come in. There's no, they're not going to bunch the field back up again. So again, if you only listen to one episode of these a week, you probably didn't get it, but the fact that they're throwing the green and white, but they're not throwing the yellow. So we could see, and so one truck in particular,
on a 3 mile track, Kyle Busch could lap the entire field.
Well, this is what I'm saying. And that's why we're talking about the one person we think is going to run away with this. And if that is the case, then get ready, because these head-to-heads, these top fives, these whatever else we got going on for you is going to be a good play, because if we're predicting an F1-style takeaway of one driver, then you should have some other things to cheer for during that race.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was Steve Letarte that I heard today talking about it. But you go back and you look at the Cup Series race at Road America, even with the caution break at stage two, then you go to the end of the race and Tyler Reddick and Chase Elliott battled it out at the end and crossed the line 1-2 there. It was 26 seconds from Chase Elliott back to Kyle Larson in third place. And Road America would be the most comparable track to COTA as well. So, and that's with the built-in stage caution at the end. And you know, again, maybe we get these late race cautions, maybe everything goes to hell. We've talked about that this week, but the way that we're going to take this on is everything's going to be very straightforward, going to be very few cautions. It's going to be so spread out that it's going to lead to cleaner racing. And yeah, maybe somebody will strategy something out of it and make something work. But a lot of tire wear on this track, not really going to be a fuel window depending on when cautions fall. And that'll be, I mean, this is going to be old school. This is what racing looked like before 2017 when we went to stages, right? So it'll be interesting to watch and fun still, but yeah, it definitely changes the angle of betting for sure. And I think in our favor, if everything falls correctly, I think that we could look back and be like, wow, and we might not get this next time we go to a road course in a few weeks, but yeah, we're going to take advantage this weekend.
Yep. Not even a little. And I think I'm excited too, because you're right. This is what racing used to look like. And I'm kind of curious to go back to those days of no actual stage break and see where we're at and how far we've come in the sport. This will be a good litmus test as far as, you know, are they making the right change by taking the stage breaks out of these road races? And then, you know, what does that mean? I don't know. We'll find out, yeah, for sure.
And I mean, that's something that the fans have been calling on. I mean, it's been talked about. We talked about it last year on the show. Like, maybe on road courses you do get rid of it, just because the whole weird flipping the stage thing. And from a betting aspect, that's what screwed us more times than it hasn't, is the stage is getting flipped, then these guys get mired up in traffic, something happens, somebody bumps them off the course, throws off the entire race, and we continuously get screwed. So I'm hoping that this is the gambling gods writing things for us as far as road courses go.
Yeah, I mean, you put your whole mortgage on Kyle Larson and you get Daniel Suarez crossing the finish line. It's, yep, not necessarily fun as a bettor, or I mean, it's fun as a fan to watch Daniel Suarez win a race, but by the same token, it's like, look, when you know Kyle Larson is the best road racer out there, Chase Elliott's the best road racer out there, and he doesn't because he made this weird pit decision, kills the mood. Kills your buzz.
Speaking of Hendrick Motorsports drivers, they have set the appeal date for next Wednesday morning for Hendrick. And I know a lot of people were wondering, well, why haven't they heard the appeal this week? If it's not close to the playoffs or in the playoffs, it'll generally take 2 to 3 weeks for NASCAR to schedule out an appeal, allow both sides to collect their evidence, make their case, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. If it is close to the playoffs where it's going to be affecting the playoffs or during the playoffs, they'll hear it that week, obviously, because it's, I mean, nothing changes from anybody's strategy based on not having those points these couple weeks, even if they reinstate them or whatever the case might be. So it will be Wednesday morning. I haven't seen anything on the colleague appeal, so I don't know if that appeal will be the same day, or I know they're going to, it sounds like it's going to be separate. I mean, I would assume Hendrick and colleagues appeals are separate. I think all the Hendrick team is all together, all four. I don't think they're having four separate appeals for each team, but all of them will be together. So that will be Wednesday. So we'll see how that goes. And then just announced today, Chase Elliott is actually going to join the booth and be on for part of the race, calling the race from the Fox booth and with them. And already previously had been announced. It's kind of a rotating cast this week instead of having just, it's been Tony Stewart or Danica Patrick the last few weeks. Kurt Busch is going to be in the booth as well. Be great to see and hear from him. Was it Gunter Steiner from Haas F1? He's the team principal over there. He'll be there as well. Obviously, this is an FIA grade track. Formula One comes here. Haas is the American team, and he's the head guy from that. And if you've watched if you've watched the F1 show over there, gosh, why do I always forget the name of that F1 show?
Drive to Survive.
Drive to Survive. That's what it is. If you've watched that, he's quite the character there, and pretty an entertaining guy. We'll see if they have to pull out the bleep machine for him, or if he can, or if he can watch his words on the broadcast TV.
I don't know, man. Those Europeans are a lot more free with their language than over here. They may have to hit.
He don't hold back on Netflix.
No, the sensor guy may have to ride that delay and that dump button very, very hard in the booth there.
Yeah, so that'll be entertaining, but it'll be, this will be the first. I mean, Chase Elliott hasn't had a press conference. There's not been a video of him talking. I mean, we've not heard anything since his accident. And how much they'll address that, I don't know, but he's obviously one of the best, if not the best road course racer in the Cup Series. And so to get his point of view from up in the booth will be interesting. He can comment on Jordan Taylor, who will be in his car. So that'll be fun to watch. But those are kind of the news pieces from what's broken out today.
Crazy stuff happening as we head into the road racing weekend, the first one of the season. And again, these trucks will take the track first on Saturday, Xfinity on Saturday as well, and then, of course, the main event on Sunday. I think we're ready to set up some bets. Cody, are you ready to set up some bets then?
Let's do it.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll set up some bets for you for this weekend at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. But let's not have the crickets playing. Let us do that. That's what we heard from the books this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a reaction to the books truck odds this week.
Instead, let's tell you about WynnBET. WynnBET's the official online sports book of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in Massachusetts plus a ton of other states. The list keeps growing. Every time I open up the document, I have to read 16 more states. Gets cumbersome, but good for WynnBET. So be on the lookout for WynnBET, the Win Hour, each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. During this magical WynnBET Win Hour, marquee games of the week are going to have better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And of course, March Madness going strong, and there's so many ways to bet on the big dance. So sign up today. Receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100. Limited to state availability. And of course, for our DGens only out there, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you're going to get a $1,000 free credit. So much to choose from. All you got to do, head over to WynnBET.com or download that WynnBET app. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present. Let's never play through. WynnBET is available. If you or somebody knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. The SGP guys are heading. They're going to be hosting a Final Four watch party at the historic Ice House in Pasadena, California, happening April the 1st at 7:30 p.m. Get all the details right now at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. Are you looking to hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim and watch the biggest golf tournament in the world? Yeah, you are. Well, you can win a 3-night stay at Circa Las Vegas to hang out with the guys. Contest is completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. And if you don't win the contest, you can still get a discount on a room using promo code SGP15.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
All right. So like we said, we sifted through the rubble to find you some gems for this race. It is the Expel 2025, Expel 225. It is 42 laps around this 3.41 mile road course for 143 miles. Again, we talked about just road coursing in general on this truck race last year. This was a 2-hour and 25-minute race. The average speed of this was 64 miles an hour. Zane Smith was the winner, beating out John Hunter Nemechek and some guy named Kyle Busch for the win. There were 8 cautions for 12 laps. The margin of victory was 3 seconds, 10 lead changes in this race. And then the first year that they came here was in 2021. Todd Gilliland won this race, believe it or not. There were 2 cautions for 2 laps in this race. Margin of victory, 7 seconds, just under 8 seconds. 8 total lead changes, 1 hour and 58 minutes. They ran 41 laps on this, and the average speed was 70 miles an hour. So I think we're in for a rather tame truck race.
There was, I think, about 8 overtimes last year in this race. I think that was part of the extended time and the slower pace, maybe. But, it was rather drug out there at the end. And again, could happen again, right, if you get a late race caution. But I do think that this long, drawn out, no stage breaks is going to lead to a much, much higher chance of just green flag racing at the end of this. And you know, potentially Kyle Busch leading by 3 hours and 42 minutes like Max Verstappen.
Well, put it in perspective. Last season's race, there was a caution on lap 44 out of 46, right? The 2 truck got stuck in the gravel. There was one on 41. There was one on lap 35. There was one on lap 31. It just, there's a theme here. Right? Every couple of laps. Exactly.
Yes. So. As far as the entry list goes, a couple of all-stars in here. Alex Bowman is going to be in the 7 Spire truck. That's a Hendrick prepared truck. HendrickMotorsports.com. This is the truck he raced last season when he almost won this race. It was Bowman, Kyle Busch, and Stuart Friesen actually basically going 3 wide I think it was the very last lap. And they all got together, and that allowed Zane Smith to sneak through there and snag that win. But Bowman was impressive. Samuel Lemcompte is going to be starting in the 8 truck for Nemco Motorsports, which is owned by Joe Nemechek, John Hunter's father. He is 62 years old, and he is a Trans Am racer. He's never raced in NASCAR before in any anything. Well, it looks like he attempted to make one start in 2021, but he didn't make the race. Yeah, qualifying time was not enough. So, be interesting. I thought that was because 62 years old. I mean, that's not a young guy. See, we get that sometimes in the ARCA race where it's just old guys that have money that are hanging out. But Ed Jones is going to be in the 20 car. He's a former IndyCar guy. So that's kind of interesting. There's a ton. I mean, just going through this list, there's a ton of road course ringers that have signed up for the Truck Series. So nobody else really of specific note as far as those guys go. Kyle Busch in the 51 obviously is the other guy that's making one of his five allotted starts in that KBM truck. So very interesting entry list this week, Rob.
Well, there's 39 total trucks listed on the entry list. Three of those are going to have to sit out. Yep. Yeah,
correct.
So just a matter of who that is going to be. I mean, you see names like Mason Massey, Mason Filippi, names you don't see all the time. Dale Quarterly, right? Yep. I mean,
Colin Garrett. You got Logan Bearden. I don't even know who some of these guys are, to be honest with you. So
yeah. So it's a matter of just everybody's trying out. We'll see who makes the dance.
Yep, exactly. All right, on to my first bet. I know we just got done complaining about the odds, but I really feel like there's really good value on this one. This one was like basically after I wrote Kyle Busch in the end there in the win column, because I wanted to make sure, spoiler alert, that I got him. But Parker Kligerman, I could not believe this. So for a top three, he's plus 450. For a top five, he's plus 225. Ross Chastain's in this race too, isn't he? How did I skip over his name?
Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah,
he's on it.
He's in the 41. So I just realized that as I was talking there. But anyways, Parker Kligerman, top three, plus 450, top five, plus 225. Am I a Kligerman fanboy at this point? Potentially, yes. Has Kligerman won me a lot of money racing in the past? Yes, he has. Was he really close to me a lot more money last week before Daniel Hemric fucked everything up? Yes. Am I on him for the Xfinity Series race? Yes. But last season in the truck race, Ryan over at ifantasyrace.com, he does a really good job with all kinds of statistics. He's very good at it, but he had a green flag speed chart from last season. Kyle Busch, fastest truck, big surprise there. Second fastest truck, Parker Kligerman. He did not get the finish, but early on in the race, Kyle Busch took the lead on lap two, and then Kligerman was behind him, and then they both pitted with two or three laps to go on the stage, doing the flip in the stage thing, but would have finished second in stage one to Kyle Busch because of that stupid stage flipping thing. That's where he got mired back in traffic and ended up with a not great finish. But we saw it later on last season where he went into Mid-Ohio, outdueled Zane Smith there, and got the win straight up. He then finished seventh at Sonoma. So you're telling me in the three road course races that he raced in the Truck Series last year, he was the second fastest car in one of them, won the other one, and was seventh in the third one, and you're getting plus 225 for him to be in the top five, and maybe he sneaks into the top three at plus 450. I really like that. He also led 56 laps in that Mid-Ohio race, so that wasn't a fluke. I mean, he was up front most of the day and beat out Zane Smith, who is, you know, of the regulars, is the other very good road course guy as well. So I really like Parker Kligerman. I know Kyle Busch is in this race. I know Alex Bowman is in this race. I'm not as concerned with Ross Chastain. Those Nice trucks just haven't seemed to have been. I mean, even a couple weeks ago when he made a start, I can't remember. I think maybe it was Las Vegas where he raced, whichever one it was where he started. It wasn't really that impressive. And he kind of never really ran that good. So I know he won here last year in the Cup Series race. Yes, but we didn't talk about him at all in the Cup Series race, probably for a certain reason. But Parker Kligerman, I absolutely love him, and you're getting a really good value on the top three and the top five for him. So he is first up on my card.
I love it. It would not be a show without a Parker Kligerman bet or four.
And again, too, one more point I want to make too. This 75 truck that he runs, it's part-time, and they only run in races where they're going to show up with a chance to win. They don't, some of these part-time teams, you know, it's, you don't know what to expect. They specifically map out, here's the best chances we have to win. And every time Parker gets in that truck, it shows up and it's got a chance to win. They proved that last year multiple times. I think he had another really good run at Bristol or something later on in the season as well. So another column in that, even though it's a part-time team, part-time truck, they don't mess around. They specifically pick and choose where they're going.
Indeed. All right. My first bet is going to be kind of the complete opposite of what I talked about in the Xfinity series. This is,
I almost took this one too.
Yeah. This goes to prove that it's not always the driver. Sometimes it's just where the situation is at. This one pits Kaz Grala over Ty Majeski. And I hear you already going to yourself, wait a second, you just dogged Kaz Grala all day on the Xfinity show. But I will say that the situation here is a hell of a lot different because, look, Kaz Grala, believe it or not, in the truck series on road courses, doesn't have a ton of experience. But boy, 2 years ago on this track, he finished second to Todd Gilliland and pretty much cemented himself. He led 11 laps. That, you got to have a fast truck to lead 11 laps on this. And he did it in a Randy Young truck. It wasn't one of the big ones. It wasn't one of the big names, right? He did it in a smaller team. He was running the O2 truck this last time around. But I'm looking more too at Kaz Grala's overall road course performances as a truck driver. He's run 8 road courses, has 2 top fives, but 4 top 10 finishes. Not bad for him overall. And then you look at Ty Majeski, not really experienced on road courses in the truck as well, because he doesn't run them all that often. The last time we were here, that he was here anyways, in 2022, he finished in 30th place on that track. In all the road courses that he's run, he's only run 4 races as a truck road course racer. He has 1 top 5 and that's a top 10. So, like, that's the same race that he was a top 5 and a top 10 truck. So it's not as if he has been killing it on road courses. And I mean, I got to give the edge to Kaz Grala. It's not like he's going to be a dud on this track. And I feel like he's got a much stronger chance to finish somewhere up in the top 10. Whereas I don't know the time. I know Ty Majeski's done good so far this season. In fact, when you look at how he's finished 6th, 5th, and 11th, but this is a road course. This is a completely different world than he's, you know, good at right now. So I'm going to give the edge to Kaz Grala, who drives better on road courses in a truck than does Ty Majeski in this one. The odds on this, -115 for Kaz Grala.
Yeah, so I saw this and I go, you got to be kidding me, right? Like, Ty Majeski's a really good truck driver. He's in a Thor Sport truck. I'm like, no. So I started looking and I'm like, oh boy, Kaz seems to be much better than Ty. I wasn't ballsy enough to put it on my card. He is in a Turner Sport truck, which gives you a slight pause. But like I said, last season, he did it in a young truck. And I mean, he's not had great equipment in the truck series in the past either. His Xfinity series statistics, not as good as we talked about yesterday in the Xfinity show, but he seems to know what he's doing well on these trucks around these road courses. So I'll back you on this one as well. Like I said, because I mean, this is one of those where it's almost like they're maybe trying to get you, like, because you look at it and you're like, these two names shouldn't be matched up. But it turns out Grala actually seems to be the better truck road course guy. And Majeski just doesn't have a lot of experience. Like you said, only 4 starts. And Grala has been hanging around for a while doing this and making starts where he can and grinding. So I like it.
I was going to use the Xfinity stats too, but I didn't want to contradict myself.
I've heard you do that, Ron.
I'm just saying. All right, next bet.
Next up for me, a guy I haven't talked about yet, but Parker Kligerman again. This time it's Parker Kligerman over Ben Rhodes. And again, we didn't purposely come on here to fade the Thor Sport guys, but I guess that's where we're going. Parker Kligerman, I've already made the case for him, right? One of the fastest trucks last year and has done really well. You go back to Ben Rhodes, and it's just very inconsistent and not great on the road courses. He did win. So I say that. He did finish fourth here last year, but that was the chaotic ending, and Kligerman was running ahead of him a majority of the day. There was all the chaos at the end there, and he survived it. He made it through 67 overtimes and finished fourth, so I will give him that. But then he was 23rd at Mid-Ohio. He did win the Daytona road course in 2021, but that's, as far as road courses go, not as comparable to this type of track. And then he was 10th at COTA in 21 as well, and 15th at Watkins Glen. So not saying that he's horrible on road courses at all, but Parker Kligerman seems to be more towards the elite category on road courses. And other than his one win and the fourth he kind of backed into last season, doesn't have a ton of great statistics or results for Ben Rhodes. So I'm going to take Kligerman. And Kligerman actually is the favorite in this matchup at minus 129 on his side of things. So again, I'm besides my winner, my day might ride very heavily on Parker Kligerman, but I've got a lot of faith in him. He proved it to us, everybody, at Mid-Ohio last season and what he did there. Like I said, with his green flag charted speeds, was second best here only to Kyle Busch last season. And the taking out of these stage breaks, not having to worry about flipping it, not having to worry about getting mired back in there, I think is going to make such a huge difference. I expect Parker to be running top five, top 10 all day without a bunch of traffic around him, hopefully, and it will give him that good result. And I don't have as much faith in Ben Rhodes, who, again, has had his elite peaks, right? He won the championship two seasons ago, made the Final Four last season again, but he's so up and down. He's almost like Joey Logano in the Cup Series. Like, sometimes he shows up really good, and sometimes he just can't find the guy. And so I think with Kligerman's ability to perform well on these, and mostly consistency. Again, he didn't have a great finish here last season, sliding back at the end with a wreck. But for a majority of the time, he has been running up top and finishing well at the road courses. So going to continue to ride the Kligerman train over Ben Rhodes at minus 129.
Yeah, and really the thing is that Ben Rhodes has been on a hot streak, so I think the books are hoping that that people see the 11th place in Daytona, the 3rd place in Vegas, the 5th place in Atlanta, and grab that side of it, because Kligerman, obviously, he's not a full-time trucker.
He's full-time in Xfinity, but not now. Yeah. This is that part-time in the Truck Series. So, and it's, again, this could be where, because it, just average Joe is looking at this, and they're thinking, well, Ben Rhodes won the championship 2 years ago. He's on ThorSport, one of the best ones. Look at the start to the season. And Parker Kligerman's running for a part-time team. And so I think they're trying to bait people into betting on Ben Rhodes, basically. And if you look at the numbers, it leans pretty good into Kligerman's favor.
Yes, it does. All right. Another driver I would like you to cheer for is Christian Eckes. His top five odds are about as juicy as they come. Most of these other top five odds are just, they're just so gross, but I dug down and I found Christian Eckes at plus 400 as a top five truck on this track in this race. Look, the first year he was out on this track, the first year anybody was out on this track, he suffered a suspension problem, knocked him out of the race. He started 10th in that race, so he obviously had speed, right? He obviously was a fast truck, and if you start in the top 10, you can find your way into the top five, but it's just, like I said, a suspension problem broke him out later. But the next time they were out on this track, he had a sixth place finish altogether. So, I mean, look, for me, Christian Eckes is one of those drivers where I'm cheering for him almost every single week. And I do enjoy watching him. He was a top five truck at Mid-Ohio last season in 2022. On his two Daytona road course races, he's had a 12th place finish and a 10th place finish around that top five area. This season, he's been spectacular. He started out with a third place in Daytona, a sixth place in Vegas, and a first place in Atlanta, obviously winning that race last time out in Atlanta. So here's the thing. You got a truck driver on a hot streak on a track that he actually just finished outside of the top five in last time he was out here. He's a decent enough road course racer. He's still young, so he doesn't know what he doesn't know. I like the odds on this one, especially because at 4-1, some of the other ones up there I can't make as strong a case for as I can for Christian Eckes. And I think you're going to be seeing that truck right around the front and really just jockey for position with some of these other guys that are going to be out here. We talked a lot about Kyle Busch being out there and, you know, Ross Chastain and, you know, these cards that we have are missing these drivers. But at the same time, you know, I think it's a matter of we're trying to find value, and the value is now in these full-time drivers to score positional or even head-to-head wins. So, like I said, I like the 4-to-1 angle. I like the fact that Christian Eckes has enough juice at road courses to get this done. So give me him as a top five truck this week.
Yeah, I really like this one as well. And I mean, I don't think it's any spoiler, but I'm going to be loading up on Kyle Busch to win this race. I think that throwing some of these top five darts out here is a good way to A, hedge in case there is chaos at the end, in case Kyle Busch gets wrecked out or Alex Bowman or Zane Smith. But these guys also could just be up there competing for these top fives as well. Eckes, again, musical chairs stopped in the silly season, and he was left without a seat. And then it fell into place for him to jump into this car, or truck rather, but it, you know, a big step down from the Thor Sport truck. But he has started the season hot. He's out to prove something. Got the win last week in Atlanta. And then you go back in this truck last season, and Derek Kraus, who was mostly known for just crashing a lot, it had really good runs on some of these road courses. I mean, a 12th at Circuit of the Americas, 8th at Mid-Ohio. He wrecked out at Sonoma. But he was able to do good enough in this truck that I think that Eckes can take it to a next level and could easily get into the top five in this one. So I like it. I might have stole one out of your playbook on this next one, but I took our favorite Canadian driver, Stuart Friesen, for a top five, also plus 400. Again, the guys at the very top of this, like I just mentioned, Kyle Busch is like minus 500 for a top five. So it's pretty hard to bet on some of the very top dogs on these, but there is some good enough value on these types of guys like Stuart Friesen. Like I talked about at the top, at the end of the race last season, it was Kyle Busch, Alex Bowman, and Stuart Friesen that were battling it, going back and forth, exchanging the lead late. And he looked pretty good. He ended up finishing 9th after getting in that last lap contact, but he was in second place with 2 laps to go before all of that happened. 31st place at Sonoma, he ended up getting wrecked out in that one, but come back at Mid-Ohio, and he finished 4th there. So, again, 2 of the 3 road courses last season, he was in the top 5 with 2 laps to go or less. So you're giving me that at 4-to-1. I will take it on Stuart Friesen.
Again, you don't gotta sell me on Stuart Friesen. I'm good, and especially like at 4-to-1, that's, you know, I like him as a top 5 truck. I like him as a truck. I like him as a human being. So love me some Stuart Friesen. All right. Well, my next bet is going to be, I know we said we didn't load our cards with these regulars in the Cup Series and Xfinity Series regular, but I saw this one and I saw the price. The price is really what enticed me to get this one over, because this shouldn't be at minus 120. And this is Ross Chastain over Corey Heim. I mean, honestly, I don't really care what you put Ross Chastain in. He's going to drive the wheels off of that, right? He's in a Nice truck right now. It's not bad. That 41's not a bad truck. And I have every faith that he is going to drive the hell out of that car. And look, or that truck rather. And for Corey Heim, it doesn't make any sense. You know, you got Ross Chastain. I don't even have to tell you, if you are a NASCAR bettor at all, how successful Ross Chastain has been over the last couple of seasons. And of course, last season in particular with road courses, with anything you put him in, right? So does that translate to the truck? The type of vehicle that he's driving changes, but his driving style doesn't. And he's been so aggressive and so good that I can't see a guy like Corey Heim, who in his truck career has only made 2 road course starts and doesn't even have a top 10 to show for it. So, you know, this is almost not even fair to have this type of matchup and not to even have it juiced to the point where I don't feel like taking it. Because, you know, you look at Ross Chastain's truck career, he's got 3 starts, all 3 in the top 10, with 1 as a top 5 finish as well. So, I mean, like I said, with Ross Chastain, he's going to drive whatever you put in front of him, and he's going to drive it well. Unfortunately, we didn't see it pan out earlier in the season in the Xfinity Series for him. But, again, you know, this is a road course. This is a much different situation. No stage breaks. So if he puts himself in the front, Corey Heim's not going to get up there. I know Corey Heim has actually started the season relatively well for Corey Heim standards. But by and large, like I said, this is Ross Chastain. You know, you kind of can't count him out. Corey Heim, two top 10 finishes, one top five so far this season. Unfortunately, wrecked out of Atlanta. But that's really what I think the books are looking for you to do and say, well, this is Corey Heim. He's got two top 10 finishes, one top five. He's a truck series regular. And here's Ross Chastain in a lower truck, right? I mean, Corey Heim's in a Gilliland truck, so it's kind of, I don't want to say it's equal equipment, but it's not top of the line by any means.
Yeah, I think this would be a pretty fair matchup on an oval. I think that this would be a good one to take because, you know, Heim is, I think that those DGR or Tricon Garage now trucks are pretty good. And Heim, I mean, was very impressive last season, won the Rookie of the Year on the part-time schedule in the KBM trucks. But like you said, in his two road course starts, an 18th place and a 26th place in the top of the line equipment, KBM trucks. Like, it doesn't kit any better than that. And so just his lack of experience and his lack of being able to do too much. You look at this and you think it is a pretty solid matchup, but then you kind of dig into it and Ross Chastain, I think, is definitely the way to go. If you're picking sides on this one, so I'll back you on this one as well.
Yeah. And again, it's not to pick on any particular person, but, and obviously Ross Chastain can come out and not have himself a good day, get caught up in something or whatever. But I mean, if all things are considered equal, if it's me on the court with, like, I don't want to say Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan's too, if it's me on the court with like Dennis Rodman, I know Dennis Rodman's going to take me to school, right? That's just the way it is. So I just feel like that's kind of the matchup we got going on here. Kind of a guy, an up-and-comer versus somebody that's already well-established, and I'll take the well-established guy.
Hardworking guys who aren't afraid to get dirty. I think Ross Chastain and Dennis Rodman's a fairly good comparison.
I'd like to watch that one-on-one matchup. That would be fun. All right, well, we're going to set up our winners, which, again, I think you already know. And honestly, before we even get to the winners, I definitely co-sign with who Cody's about to say because obviously it's almost, you can't not, right? And we'll talk about it when we come back from the break. But yeah, it's just, this is going to be one of those races, I have a feeling. But we'll talk about that when we come back. But first, let's tell you about Underdog Fantasy. We're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get in on the action, especially if your bracket is busted after day one. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com. Use the promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN. And hello to all of you out here who have been watching us on YouTube for the last week and a half or so. Amazing to see that you guys are watching and watching almost the whole thing. How crazy is that for you guys to sit here and watch us for an hour, at least put us on and promptly ignore the video but keep the audio on? I don't care how you consume this, just keep consuming it. We love you for it. And while you're at it, go ahead and give us the old like, give us the old follow, give us the old comment, and obviously click the bell so you know when new videos come out and when we're live again. So keep that YouTube presence growing strong. And also, for those of you who are listening, the ROG downloaders that are listening on whatever podcast app you get your podcast on, don't be afraid to leave us a review. The bosses love to see a little behind the scenes. We have a specific channel in our communications software that we use that pops up when a review comes up. And the bosses absolutely take note and pay attention to that channel. Anytime you leave a review for us, it shows up. The bosses see it. They like us. They continue to let us do this for you and to bring you all the quality content we've given you over the last couple of seasons. We just want to do it more. And a review, a little review, 5 minutes out of your time, out of your day, helps us to continue that process. So please do that. All right. I have thoroughly exhausted my pleas for everybody's adoration. And now it's time to get to some actual winning bets. So, Cody, who's going to win this race?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's not even close. It's Kyle Busch is going to win this race. Again, we've talked about it all week. We don't generally go very chalky and just pick the winners and the guys up front. And you know, sometimes, man, only plus 150 is not that great. I think you're getting a hell of a deal. I would have taken this at minus 150. And I think after practice, after qualifying, when he's the fastest truck and he's killing everyone else, it's going to switch to minus 150, minus 200 before the race. So get in early, get in big. I am loading up. This might potentially be the biggest bet that I place this season. I have that much faith in it. Again, it is gambling for a reason. Anything can happen. He's not, you know, he's not whatever, adverse to getting a flat tire or speeding on pit road. We've seen him do it. There are things that can happen. He can get caught up in a wreck. He didn't win this race last season, but I think a big part of that was the stage cautions, the flipping, keeping the field packed up and stuff. You're probably still going to get some cautions here. We just went through the list, and there's a lot of guys who aren't experienced in the truck series, guys we've never even heard of before attempting to make this race. So you'll likely have some of that, but I think that it's going to get spread out so much at points that it's going to be pretty clean racing. He's going to have the best truck in the field. We were concerned coming into the season. KVM, the switch to Chevy, was the budget going to get cut? Is KVM not what it is? They proved us wrong immediately. They've looked good since day one, since the drop of the green flag. Kyle came out in the first truck series race. Where was that one? That was Vegas, right? Because he ran all three of them there and just dominated the thing, won the race, never looked back. And I think that it's going to be the same thing here, especially with it being on a road course. Again, so last season he led 31 laps here, was the fastest truck on the green flag speed from the iFantasy racing thing. And then he also raced in the Sonoma race, waxed the field in that race as well. Going back, he hasn't run the truck series very much on road courses, but you go back to Xfinity, his last two starts there in Xfinity on road courses were both in 2021, where he won here at COTA, won at Road America as well. You put him on an oval, there's a lot of things that can happen. There's a lot of different tracks and stuff, or different people on the track that are in the way more and stuff. And it at least somewhat brings the field back to him a little bit, right? But you put him out here on a road course and let him loose. He's a very good road course driver. He's pumped up for this season. He's having a good time. Just announced today he's going to be running some more dirt late model stuff Joe Gibbs wouldn't let him do. He's free reign now. And a happy Kyle Busch, that's a guy you want to get behind. I think that, especially if there's, I mean, again, if there's that late race caution, guys can play dirty. They can wreck him out to win. Like we saw last year, they weren't going to be able to beat him without making the contact. They did it and were able to beat him that way. But he is the best driver in this field, hands down. It's not even close. And I think there's a couple of ways to hedge a little bit just in case something does happen. But if Kyle Busch doesn't lead probably almost every lap in this race, other than on pit cycles, I would be very surprised. And if we get a long green flag run at the end, Kyle Busch could win this race by 40 or 50 seconds, and it wouldn't even be that much of a surprise, I don't think, at all. So I'm all aboard the Kyle Busch train in the truck series this weekend.
You know, you talked about a happy Kyle Busch. A happy Kyle Busch is probably just as lethal, if not more, than a pissed off Kyle Busch. Like, we talked a lot right about a pissed off Kyle Busch last year being dangerous. But I mean, a happy Kyle Busch, that's almost just as scary because he's actually happy.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you get him pissed off, and he's turned that pissed off into happiness now because things are going his direction, and he wants to keep that going and continue to prove to people that JGR didn't make him. He is his own, and he's the best. And I mean, you know, he owns these KBM trucks. He likes to get down and show everybody, you know, that he's the best. And again, it's a tough field, and I think Bowman will give him a little bit of a run. He proved last year he could be good on this track. Zane Smith is always good on the road courses. Again, Parker Kligerman, who I talked about, I think is going to be good as well. But nobody touches Kyle Busch. And if there's not that late race caution that could throw that wrench in everything, Kyle Busch will run away with it. And then I'm also going to sprinkle. I had to do it, right? Parker Kligerman, he's 18-1. I'm going to put him in there as an insurance policy. And then I think that on top of that, you pick Zane Smith and Alex Bowman are tied for the second best odds at 6-1. Honestly, I don't see anybody but those three winning this race, whether it's Kyle Busch, whether it's Alex Bowman, whether it's Zane Smith. again, I'll make the case for Parker Kligerman, but I think that some things are really going to have to fall his way to actually win it. And so I think that you bet Kyle Busch, you pick your poison between Zane Smith, between Alex Bowman, and you know, you use them as your insurance policy. But Kyle Busch for me, that's again, I'm loading up on this one. And then Parker Kligerman 18-1 will be my insurance policy. And if I had to pick between Bowman and Smith, I would pick the guy that you picked, Rod, which is
Zane Smith. I'm giving you Zane Smith, who is my insurance policy on this one. The only truck driver on this list that has dueled out Kyle Busch for a win on this track. He's at plus 600 right now. He's at 6-1. Shop around. I mean, that number was a little bit there for me as well. I did find it at 5-1, but 6-1 is where I found it so far. But I talked about it. He's the only one to have beaten Kyle Busch on this track. Whatever the circumstances were at the drop of the checkered flag, it was Zane Smith that won this race. In fact, Zane Smith actually won both stages of this race. And again, with Kyle Busch in the field, you know, I know they flipped it around or whatever, yeah, but he still
Kyle Busch was leading at the end of both those stages.
I get that, yeah, but he still won both stages. They don't ask how, they just ask how many. Right. So with this being said, he led 11 laps total, including the last two to win this race. I know Kyle Busch had won this, had led the 17 before that. But, you know, again, they don't ask how. And if, I'm telling you right now, if it comes down to a blown tire for Kyle Busch, if it comes down to something of a catastrophe or a drivetrain breaks or, you know, a superhero comes down and shoots laser beams at Kyle Busch's truck and takes him off the track, I think Zane Smith is going to be in the beneficiary seat of that. If not second, then maybe third or battling for second or whatever. You know, I mean, this is going to be...
just like he was last year.
Exactly.
Exact same thing. He was sitting right there waiting and got, you know, he made the move at the right time.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, you know, we always want something to cheer for in the middle of the pack. And, you know, if this does turn into a F1 style thing, well, they can have power outages in F1 too. They can have a battery going down. They can, you know, something wonky could happen. And then their day is
even
over.
Even Max Verstappen has engine trouble sometimes.
Even Max Verstappen figured, where's that vibration coming from? But for Zane Smith, look, he's had 7 road course races as a truck driver. That win that he had last season here, he's got 5 top 10s, 3 top 5s. And so he's a very well-established road course racer in the truck series. And again, if there's anybody that can do it, if there's anybody that can try to break through, I have a very strong feeling that Zane Smith is going to be that truck. And just like Cody said, it's just a matter of you pick who you think is going to be out of it. He's off to a pretty damn good start this season, right? He won at Daytona, 2nd at Las Vegas. Unfortunately, did not get to really have a good Atlanta day. He finished 20th after starting from the pole there in Atlanta. But we know Zane Smith, the champion, is a solid truck driver. He came back this season looking every bit the part of the champion. And, you know, if anybody's going to give Kyle Busch a run for his money, I think it's the returning champion. And at 6-1, it's much better than plus 150 for Kyle Busch, which we know, you know, like I said, is not a bad bet at plus 150. The fact that he's even plus money to win is insane. So you need to go take that now. But, you know, we'll see once qualifying and practices and all that stuff happen. But if Zane Smith looks good in qualifying, I'm definitely thinking a good 6-1 bet on him is worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there's a lot you can learn from this, right? Kyle Busch obviously is very much the favorite. So the books agree he's probably going to have the best truck. He's probably going to dominate the day. Zane Smith then right behind him isn't at only plus 300 where it's like, it's probably not enough to use him as an insurance policy, quote unquote, but at plus 600, you can use that as that's still a decent day. Maybe you won't make up, you know, depending on how much you put on Kyle Busch, but it'll at least salvage the day or whatever. So, you know, plan that out accordingly based on how you want it to hit. But I think the gap there shows that how much better Kyle Busch is going to be than everyone else. Like I said, he's minus, it's backwards, I think, but minus 500, minus 300 for the top fives, for the top threes. They think he's going to be up there. And, but like we saw last season in this very race, Kyle Busch, despite having the best truck, Zane Smith was there at the right time. I think he will be there again if anything bad does happen to Busch And like I said, he could get busted speeding. He could get, I mean, you heard Richard Childress come on the radio last week at Atlanta and say, don't get caught speeding, because that is a, you know, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, those two guys always come to mind when it's guys that are speeding, because they push it so much. But I do think that Zane Smith is that perfect insurance policy, and you're getting him at a good enough price that it makes sense to just go ahead and bet both of those guys, toss a little bit on Parker just in case shit gets crazy. But yeah, I think, man, I really think, and then this no stage caution thing, that is such a huge advantage for Kyle. And if you think about it, if this really does go green, first of all, you've got Kyle Busch, who is already Kyle Busch. He's in a KBM truck, the best truck out there. He knows how to make pit stops. He's made so many pit stops in his life. So a live green flag pit stop, we don't see those a ton from Truck Series guys. So other guys making mistakes coming onto pit road, all of that stuff. You have these pit crews, Kyle Busch, he's got a pretty dang good pit crew on his truck. Some of these other teams, yeah, they're using a lot of cup crews, but not everybody's got top of the line stuff as well. So I think that all of this stuff together, not having to worry about the flip stages and getting bunched up in a restart, you know, after stage two, or he's back in 12th because he pitted and didn't take the, you know, everything. It just, everything I think lines up perfectly for Kyle Busch to just go out there and knock him down. And I think we're going to look back and be like, wow, we got that at plus 150. Like, what a hell of a deal we got, because it's going to be just not even that close.
Yeah, and you got to keep in mind, too, that on these road courses, a full course caution takes a very big wreck to happen. You know, you're just going to get a section caution that slows down that little section. But a full course caution, that's hard to get on a road course, especially like the Circuit of the Americas, where there's a lot of playing field.
And, you know, guys spin out and stuff in on a oval, that's an immediate caution. And here it's going to be, you know, they're going to give them time, see if they can get things going, as long as there's not debris or cardboard on the track. And NASCAR is, I mean, especially after last week where there were so many cautions, I think they're going to be a little less touchy on the caution button. Maybe towards the end of the race they get there just because they want some drama. But with as long as it takes, they've obviously already eliminated the built-in cautions for a specific reason, because it takes a half hour to get to go under caution flag, basically. So I think that it's going to be a lot of green flag stuff, and that just benefits all these guys at the top. That's why we've got the bets on Kyle. That's why we've got the bets on all of these very, very top guys.
Wish they'd give us over under on cautions. What would you set the number at, Cody? I think mine would be about 3.5
for the truck race.
For the truck,
yeah.
Race.
Honestly, man, some of the inexperience in this field maybe leads to more, but I don't know. I think they're going to get so spread out that you're not going to have a bunch of guys banging into each other. I think we see under. You said 3.5.
I said 3.5.
I would take the under.
Okay.
I think it's going to be 2 or less.
Let's put that as an unofficial bet. Over, under cautions. And
we're going to make our own if you won't give us anything.
We'll just.
But yeah, just back to the books. I mean, there's only like 2 group matchups. There's only a handful of head-to-heads. There's some top fives, but I mean, like Kyle Busch, minus 500. There's nothing. There's no manufacturer bets, no winning car number bets. Nothing of any fun, man. It sucks. We found some good stuff, and once you know, when you hit big on Kyle Busch at plus 150, whatever, we'll take it. It's, if you invest enough, it'll make the day worth it. But it sucks that there's not at least more options. Give us something to choose from, Rod.
Should we throw a couple of Discord special merch bets? Ooh. Let me workshop that and see what the bosses think. I think maybe we'll throw a you can win some merch, or at least a merch card. We'll make our own. We keep teasing about our own book. Maybe we should put our money where our mouths are. Okay, keep an eye peeled out in the Discord. You may get a special contest that we can come up with a couple of good bets to make it better.
Yeah, and if you're not in the Discord, get in there. We've had a bunch of people joining this week and getting in there. Get some more full. Get a lot of questions. Again, get in early on. It didn't drop much, but if you were in there, you got Kyle Busch at plus 155 earlier this week. It hasn't dropped a ton, but there's been some other things where we've seen some pretty drastic line movement. Guys get in on it early. Guys will bring out, you know, again, not everybody has access to all these books. Different states. We've got some guys from Canada. They've got different options up there. And so, you know, throw out what your options are and we can help you, you know, why we like these guys and everything. We love to do that as well. So it's a great place. You can learn from other guys and their strategies, and and everything. So you definitely want to be in there. And now maybe you got an opportunity to get your picks in and win some merch.
It's a hopping party, and we love it. All right, time to get out your pen and paper. We are going to go over the bets, the abbreviated betting card for the Truck Series for the Expel 225, which is not 225 miles, but whatever. All right, Cody started you out with Parker Kligerman as a top three truck. I'm getting better at saying his name because you've been tossing it in the sheet so much, so I love it. Parker Kligerman at top three at plus 450, a top five at plus 225. I gave you Kaz Grala over Ty Majeski at minus 115. Cody gave you Kligerman over Ben Rhodes at minus 129. I tossed in Christian Eckes as a top five truck at plus 400. Cody said Stuart Friesland was going to be a top five truck at plus 400. And then I said that Ross Chastain was going to have a better finish on the day than Corey Heim at minus 120. And then Cody's throwing everything he's got and whatever you've got at Kyle Busch to win at plus 150. And then sprinkling a little bit on top with Parker Kligerman at 18-1. I am giving you Zane Smith as the insurance policy of all insurance policies at plus 600. We've yet to handicap the over-under cautions at 3, and I think that's minus 110. So over-under 3.5 cautions, minus 110. Go ahead and hit us up. We'll place that bet for you. We'll be your bookie on that one. I'm just kidding. So anyways, those are the bets for the Expel 225. Cody, I'm going to enjoy watching this race more than I'm going to enjoy betting on it, but that's neither here nor there, I guess, right?
Well, it's going to be great watching Kyle Busch run away and cash an easy ticket for us.
Hey, might as well, right? Might as well have one easy win on the weekend.
Sometimes it just, and we talk about this a lot on the F1 Gambling Podcast, plug for that, go check that out. But sometimes, you know, you just have to lay the juice. Sometimes things are so obvious, you just have to take what's obvious. And it's not that way every week in the Truck Series. And, you know, we've hit some big ones in the trucks before. We're going to hit some more big ones in the trucks. It's not always predictable, but sometimes you just have to bite the chalk. Sometimes the most obvious play is the best play. And that's why, I mean, that's why we're being transparent. We're being honest with you. This week, there's not a ton of great options. Here's the best options we found. Some of them are chalky, but again, if the ticket cashes, who the hell cares how much it tastes like chalk?
And this is the week that we pump all this up, and then Kyle Busch's truck just...
and then all hell breaks loose. And
goes to hell.
The 62-year-old guy that's never started in the Truck Series wins the race.
Wow. That's a story right there.
That would be a story, but I think every truck would have to have like bombs take it out or something for that to happen. Probably.
I'm telling you, watch Cars 2. It's the same plot line. That camera blows up all those engines because of all in all. Whatever. All right, Cody, before we completely go into Mater mode, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and we'll wrap up this episode.
Yep, find me on Twitter at Husker_Zeeb. Jump in the Discord again. You can type in sg.pn/Discord. That's a quick way to get you over there. Otherwise, hit us up on Twitter. We'll share that link with you. Comment on the YouTube. We even had somebody do that yesterday. Shared the Discord with them. They got in there. Great. So yeah, love to see you. Love to chat with you over there. So hop in.
Indeed. Like I said, it's a hopping party, man. And it's just getting so much better, especially with all of you YouTube folks coming on and joining us as well. We've enjoyed having you. We're enjoying this whole process now. Season 2 has gotten so much more exciting than just us sitting here staring at each other's face for a while. Now we've got more and more people growing in the family. Follow me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Link in the bio to everything I got going on, whether it's here, whether it's in between media, the back roads going on without me this week. But, you know, they'll come back again. But, yeah, come back tomorrow. We got some DFS talk for you, and we'll wrap up the week that way. So we'll see you tomorrow. And until then, let's go racing and let it ride.